The idea of the future home is no longer confined to speculative design shows or distant architectural visions. According to specialists from the Home Building and Renovating Show, many of the technologies and materials that will define the next generation of housing are already available, with fenestration set to play a central role in how homes look, perform, and feel. For Michael Holmes, property expert at the show, one of the most significant opportunities lies in integrating microgeneration into the building fabric itself. Solar photovoltaic systems are already attractive to homeowners prepared to invest for long-term payback, but their appearance can limit wider adoption. The next step, he suggests, is to incorporate solar PV into materials such as wall cladding, roofing, and even glazing for windows and doors. Such an approach could turn fenestration into an active part of a home's energy strategy, rather than simply a means of admitting daylight and ventilation. By embedding generating capacity into glazing, homes could increase their ability to produce energy while preserving architectural appeal. It could also help overcome familiar restrictions around roof orientation and shape, while contributing to the mitigation of overheating. Performance is also at the heart of Tim Phillips' view of the future home. A quantity surveyor working on self-builds, extensions and renovations, Phillips argues that the future is already here, driven by the need for energy efficiency, lower running costs and healthier living spaces. Homeowners, he says, are increasingly focused on homes that function well, rather than simply look good. That shift is reflected in the growing adoption of fabric-first construction. Instead of relying solely on renewable technologies, homeowners are investing in well-insulated and airtight buildings that reduce heat loss from the outset. Within that approach, windows and doors become critical components. Phillips points to the growing use of high-performance triple glazing from companies such as Velfac and Internorm, alongside insulation boards, structural insulated panels and airtightness membranes. The result is not only improved thermal performance, but more consistent internal temperatures and lower long-term heating costs. In this context, fenestration is no longer a finishing detail. It is part of the core fabric of a home, shaping comfort, efficiency and future value. Off-site and modular construction add another dimension. Factory-built homes produced in controlled conditions can reduce waste, shorten construction times and improve build quality. Holmes notes that smaller modular homes, craned into place after limited site preparation, could deliver cost-effective and sustainable living, while Phillips expects these methods to become more common as manufacturing techniques advance. Inside the home, Julia Kendall sees neuroarchitecture influencing how interiors are designed. Natural light, spatial flow, acoustics, tactile materials and calming colour choices all affect well-being. Here again, windows and doors matter, determining how light enters a space, how rooms connect and how occupants experience the home. The future home then may not be defined by futuristic aesthetics. It will be judged by performance, comfort and adaptability, with fenestration helping to connect energy efficiency, design and well-being. Why this matters? Fenestration should no longer be treated as a standalone element of the home. By viewing it as an active part of a home's energy strategy, homeowners and housebuilders will see it as an essential part for their projects to create energy-efficient homes. Aesthetics and functionality are often at the forefront of the mind when fenestration is mentioned. Now it has another string to its bow.